You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The formula, Derek, is pretty straightforward here. Hull have got to win and hope that Newcastle don't win in order to remain in the Premier League. Manchester United's chances of skipping the qualification round for the Champions League all but ended when Arsenal drew with Sunderland midweek. So Hull have something to play for here and Manchester United don't. Has that been factored into the prices?
Slightly, but not enough. We saw it on Monday night, West Brom against Chelsea. I mean, you know, crazy prices for West Brom. Chelsea had nothing to play for, played like it. Why should Man United be any different? And in the backdrop to all this, of course, you've got the Steve Bruce factor. Would people at United who were there when Steve Bruce said, bend over to Louis van Flatface and say, listen, you know, do Mr. Squash knows a favour? I think they possibly will. I mean, what's it if United? Now. What's it if a Hull? Everything. Yes, there's a golfing clash between the two sides, evident by what's happening in the league table. But we said the same about West Brom and Chelsea. Yeah, you know, the prices should be the other way around. Seriously, I think Hull are a great bet. I know they're a poor team. And if they were out of the Premier League, nobody apart from Hull fans would be too worried. But they're going to win this match.
Okay, Hull are 11-5. Mentioned this stat earlier on in the season, and it's still the case now. Steve Bruce always rolls over for Manchester United. The stat is he's played against Manchester United as a manager 20 times now, yeah. Lost 16 of them, drawn 4. They owe him one, Manchester United, don't they?
Yeah, they certainly do. I mean, I suppose the longer a run goes on, you know, the closer it is to coming to an end. But, yeah, and the other one is that they've never won in May, have they, or something daft like that in the Premier League. I can't believe you can bet on that. But, yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with Derek here in that I think when you look at Hull, they have got the capability of scoring goals and winning games. Now, I'm not saying they're fantastic. You know, they only scored 19 goals in 18 home games. So it's not like they're brilliant by any stretch of the imagination. And Manchester United have scored 21 goals in 18 away games. So, you know, I think it's possible that Hull can win this game. Whether 11-5 is a big enough price for me to go for is another matter, though. I mean, you know, they beat Liverpool at home, Hull, by 1-0. They lost 3-2 to Chelsea, so managed to score 2 goals. They have been scoring goals, scored 1 against Arsenal. I just think at some point they're going to have to open up in this game, and I think then Man United will probably punish them. I think Man United will get more chances in the end against a nervous Hull team than Hull will get. So I think you're looking at a team here who admittedly haven't got anything to play for in Man United. I think the 5-4 is a better price for the Hull win than the 11-5 is for the Man United win. Sorry, than the 11-5 is for the Hull win. So I'm going to have to go for Man U here. I get everything that Derek says, but I just think they'll end up picking them off. You know, their away form hasn't been brilliant, but look at the teams that they have beaten. You know, they've beaten, you know, the teams who they should beat. I mean, they've conceded against them as well. So I think we'll see Hull go for it. I think they'll get picked off eventually. I think Man United will win the game, but I think both teams will score. So I think if you're looking for a bit of extra value, I think Man United to win, both teams to score, would be a nice way in, which is priced at 4-1, which compared to 5-4,
16-5 it is, Lee.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, 16-5.
That's four or more in the match, isn't it?
Sorry. Yeah. Do you think there could be that many goals?
No.
16-5.
I like 16-5.
Yeah, 16-5 the bet, match result on both teams to score. 16-5 the bet, match result on both teams to score here for Manchester United, Lee.
Have you seen these other specials as well? On the outright page, there's Hull to be placed 17th at any time on Sunday afternoon. Obviously, they're 18th at the moment. And Hull to be placed 17th at any time and still be relegated are two special markets you can have a bet on. So, obviously, 34 points at the minute. They'd have to be winning, and Newcastle either drawing or losing.
Yep.
It's not a bad price, actually. So for them to be 17th and still relegated is 5-2. And for them just be 17th at any time is 7-4, which I think that's not beyond the realms of possibility at all, I don't think.
No,
I think Newcastle will probably draw the game. So, you know, you can see Hull maybe taking the lead and Man United picking them off or whatever. So, I mean, rather than backing Hull to win, I'd probably rather take them to be placed at 17th at any time at 7-4, to be honest.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.